Good morning. Happy Thursday. This is Tamara Pigott from the Lee County Visitor and Convention Bureau, and we appreciate you joining us on this morning's industry partner conference call. Commissioner Hammond could not join us today due to the Port Authority meeting this morning, but I am happy to welcome you to today's call. We're going to kick things off this morning with an update from sports development. Jeff Milkey, will you hit star 2, sir, so you can introduce yourself and your special guests?
Hey, Tam, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Happy to be here again for another industry call. Just a quick date from Sports Development Office. We continue to plug along with trying to host all of our 2023 amateur sports events. So far, none of them have been canceled. We do hear still some residual blowback from teams and parents who are wondering whether or not they should attend some of the sports events just due to the nature of our destination right now. But I am happy to announce that, we finally had our first large Heads and Beds tournament over MLK weekend, which was perfect game. We were hoping for 80 teams, and we ended up hitting over 120. It seemed like the hotel industry was able to handle that tournament just fine. We did hear some feedback about how high the rates were, that people were not accustomed to those rates in Lee County. But again, they attended. And we are excited about that. So with that, we've got a number of events coming up in February. As you all know, we don't actively promote a ton of amateur sports tourism events in February and March because it's high season. What we are tasked with is really trying to have a positive impact on our community in April through December, which we have a full schedule of events, and so far we don't think any of those are going to be affected in any way. So next, as Tam mentioned, we have some guests on today, and excited to have some spring training updates from our Minnesota Twins and Boston Red Sox partners. So first I would like Mark Weber, who is the director of Florida Business Operations, to jump on and just give us a quick update on the Twins and their spring training activities. And Mark, you have to hit star 2 to unmute your line.
Good morning,
Mark Weber.
Can you hear me?
Yep, there you are.
Can you hear me? Good morning,
yep.
Everyone. Great to be here today. Spring training just around the corner. We have our first game on February 25th. But we are open and ready. Our box office is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if people locally want to come by our box office and purchase tickets for the season, that would be terrific. We have several new deals in play this year. We have a meal deal for local residents where you can get a grandstand ticket, hot dog, Pepsi for $12 for all 17 games, which is kind of cool. We have our senior day special, which fans 55 and older can purchase a home plate view seat, hot dog, and Pepsi for just $30 on selected dates. And our popular Minnesota Day is on March 5th, where fans can come into the ballpark at 6 a.m. pregame tailgate gate at the Lee County Sports Complex and have a lot. We're ready, and we're getting the complex in order. We have 65 players already on site, so it's getting busy and exciting times forthcoming.
Thanks, Mark. If you'll stay on the line, I've got a couple questions for you and Sean after Sean gives us a quick update. So I appreciate if you'd hang on for a few more minutes. And then we would certainly ask for anyone on the line who has questions of either of the team representatives. So next is excited to welcome Sean Smith to not only the Boston Red Sox, but Lee County. He is their new general manager of Florida Operations and JetBlue Park. So Sean has been on the job for about 2 weeks. Those of you who remember Katie Haas, he's kind of a hybrid role between what Katie was doing and and then and some other functions that I'll let him explain to you guys. So Sean Smith with the Red Sox, and Sean, you have to hit *2 to unmute yourself.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And Jeff, thank you so much. I really enjoyed meeting you yesterday. But first of all, this is a very welcoming environment that I'm privileged to be a part of and become a resident in. The county crews that have been here to get us ready, just as I'm sure that Mark has experienced too, not only from the repairs and the hurricane, but just in the day-to-day of making sure everything's squared away for our fans and the visitors of this community. It's just great to be part of such a caring team, and I'm really privileged and just want to thank everybody who plays a role in that. We have a lot going on here. This is the third week for our fantasy camps. Our fantasy camps end this Saturday, so that's 3 weeks of some heads in beds here in the community. We're finishing up this week with 130 members of fantasy camp, so another successful season for that. Our truck for our spring training should arrive, is scheduled to arrive here in Fort Myers on the 7th of February. And it's not only our guys that are going to be here, but also the Puerto Rican team for the World Baseball Classic is going to be working out. And we also play the Puerto Rican team here as part of our schedule. We started selling tickets back on the 12th of this month. Just a reminder for everyone, we are completely cashless, a cashless ballpark, which I think is becoming more and more consistent with a lot of venues since COVID. You know, Fenway Park is cashless, and we are certainly cashless. So that's causing some growing pains with some of the fans that are coming up to buy tickets up front. We've sold a couple games out already. The Yankees game, as you can imagine, is pretty passionate. The scalpers are in full effect already, as I'm sure Mark and I will exchange some stories about that. It's kind of funny to be a part of that environment for spring training games. It's pretty exciting. And then our first game, for those of you that are unaware, the Red Sox have a tradition every year of playing a collegiate team to start the season. So we open up on the 24th of February against Northeastern. Sometimes we play Boston College, and those games are always broadcast back home on NESN, the Wingo Sports Network. So we open up against Northeastern, and then we're off to the races. So we have a couple guys here on site, Mark. You have a lot more on site than we do. We have a few major leaguers here right now. Chris Sale is here, Garrett Whitlock, and Matt Barnes, some of those names you guys may know from some World Series experience. But then everyone's going to start rolling in the coming week and a half or so. This weekend, and this is my final point, is winter weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's like a big fan fest for the Red Sox. So I'm going to head up there and see a lot of people that I do know and meet a lot of them that I don't know. I ask for your patience with me as we go forward, because as the new guy, it's easy for you guys to point out one person, that being me, but there's going to be a steep learning curve for me to get to know you all and for me to jump into the community and to become an active part and an active member in your lives and therefore my life and my family's life. So thank you for the opportunity, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. I would wonder if both of you can kind of talk a little bit about the amazing work that the two teams have done really in conjunction with each other to support Lee County in the hurricane recovery efforts. I'm not sure everyone knows about that.
I can certainly move forward. The Boston Red Sox and the Twins have, I think many people say that we're somewhat competitors, but really I think we collaborate on many items, not only Lee County, but jointly throughout the year. And one of the cool things we did this fall is both of our organizations got together and made a contribution to in the wake of Hurricane Ian of $200,000, $100,000 from the Red Sox, $100,000 from the Twins, the five different charitable initiatives in Southwest Florida, including the Collaboratory, Harry Chapin Food Bank, Community Cooperative, Foundation for Lee Public Schools, and the Lee Health Foundation. So it was a joint effort, and then both organizations did a salute to service or a service day where we got our front office people and players in the community to do some cleanup projects. So I think from a joint effort, I know myself and looking forward to meeting Sean. We're texting back and forth here, but also Brennan Whitley and myself work closely to make sure that we're on the same page and that we hopefully provide a positive experience for everybody in Lee County when it comes to baseball and the things that we can contribute to the community.
And certainly, just to echo Mark's sentiments, I was aware of some of those things, and thank you for sharing and showing the partnership between the two organizations. You know, we have a lot of work to continue to do. The men and women here that participated in Fantasy Camp, I don't know if you saw the story in the news the other day, they went down to the beach to help with some cleanup efforts. So not only are our major league organizations interested, but the men and women from Fantasy Camp specifically said, hey, while we're down here having fun, we want to help out in the community. So it's nice to see that it goes just beyond the commitment that the big league organizations have. We're going to be huddling along with some of the minor league guys when they get here. You know, we'll have 105 guys in camp on the minor league side and see what we can do to coordinate some efforts to get engaged in the community here for relief. And we're also planning a couple events, and these are just planning, and I can't discuss because there's nothing really planned yet. But as we aspire to do some things in the spring, it's going to be very important for us to make a connection with hurricane relief efforts to continue that and to help grow the awareness of the public and certainly the tourists coming down that this great community is alive and kicking and open for business.
I'll also add that both clubs have been amazing. You know, I'm speaking a little bit on behalf of Tam and Brian Ososki and the marketing team, but the clubs have really, you know, any idea that we have that we throw out that can help with our recovery effort, both clubs have been awesome to work with. So Tam, I think that's our would be our sports update. I don't know if you want to wait for questions until the end or see if anybody's got questions for these two gentlemen right now.
I say let's go ahead and let them ask their questions if they'd like. Reminder, you have to use *2. First of all, Jeff, Mark, and Sean, very nice to have you on this morning. We appreciate that. And, you know, thanks for being here. And if anyone has a question for any of these gentlemen, please hit *2 to unmute yourself and ask your question.
Good morning. This is Jeff Webb from the Hampton Inn & Suites and the Home 2 Suites by Hilton here in Fort Myers. Can you all hear me?
We can, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you, gentlemen, for coming out today to talk to us about Major League Spring Training Baseball. From your perspective, what is the word on the street, or what have you heard from your fans and so forth in Minneapolis and Boston as to what they think the perception of Fort Myers is after the hurricane?
I can take that first, Sean. I think a lot of our people in the upper Midwest understand not only what we've been through, but what we're continuing to go through. As many residents of the upper Midwest and people have homes, secondary homes and complexes in this market, so they understand the longevity of this process. When it's all said and done, I think they're supportive of, you know, what we need to do, but also I think it behooves both markets to continue to let each of our fans know that it's going to be a long process, and we need to continue to be patient, but also, you know, ask them for assistance as we move forward. You know, in the upper Midwest, Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach have both been very great places for our residents to not only come for spring training, but to live on a year-round basis. So there are people who live here, and I think it certainly goes without saying that they're here to support the process. And I think in the long term, you'll have that support from both organizations.
I would echo what Mark says. You know, as you guys know, both the Twins and the Sox have been here a long, long time, and it's a part. You know, Fort Myers is a part of New England, except it just seems to be a little further away than the six New England states. New England Sports Network, all the Boston television stations, they make a big deal out of Truck Day when the truck leaves Fenway Park, which is slated for Friday, February 3rd. And we have every possible media outlet covering us from New England. So we have the great opportunity, and I'll see a lot of those guys this weekend, and men and women this weekend, to just emphasize to them, as I just said to you guys a few moments ago, that We're open for business here, and that it's important that everybody understands that, that they can continue to have a beautiful time down here and visiting Fort Myers and putting their dollars in the community here and help everyone as well as enjoy their vacations.
So your future ticket prices, how do they compare from previous years? I mean, we really haven't had a lot of spring training because of COVID and so forth. Are they up or down in terms of non-local ticket sale prices?
Our ticket prices, Jeff, are pretty much the same. You know, we have a grandstand ticket that people can come in for $9. And our,
talking about your future sales. How, are people booking them compared to years in the past, or are they?
Yeah. No, I think we've seen strong sales on individual games and tickets. The thing that's lagged a little bit is groups. I mean, from a group perspective, and part of that is to go without saying, a lot of our communities that buy group tickets have had extensive damage from the hurricane. So, yeah, but we've had strong sales both on the individual front and season ticket front.
Excellent.
Our ticket prices remain flat from last year. We did not raise any ticket prices. And certainly we can't control the secondary market and can't control the scalpers, right? So. But what we offer remains the same for the fans. Just as Mark has mentioned, you know, we've had some significant purchases for specific games. Yesterday was our final notice for season ticket renewals, and we're renewing close to 80%, which is very encouraging. And as you know, a lot of the people that go to Twins games are they call snowbirds, right? And a lot of the same people here that come down. And just another interesting point to note here, and I'm sure Mark is experiencing this, we have a lot of the same employees that have been here for since the ballpark opened or worked over at City of Palms. It's really exciting for me to see that it's a community where they all know each other. They've been coming in to pick up their staff shirts, and they're all excited, and they're telling everybody in the community how the ballpark is open, and everyone's encouraged to have fun as usual. And we have our staff orientation, a Zoom meeting with our 200-some-odd game day staffers, teammates, I should say, coming up here in the next couple weeks. So we'll have another opportunity to be able to convey to them, to use them as ambassadors to the community, to let people know that you know, please come out to our ballparks because everything is in good working order because of our great partners of the county.
Thank you, guys.
And just to add a little bit to that, Jeff, Jesse Lavender and I, along with probably a few folks from the leadership team at County Administration, will be attending Twins Fest next weekend, and you know, we'll have our opportunity to get some of that feedback to you in a future call, what we hear from you know, the attendees of the event. But I do think they're very knowledgeable about our area for sure, and what's really going on. All right, any other questions for these gentlemen? Again, Sean, Mark, and Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Not on the agenda, unfortunately, got accidentally left off, but we have arranged to have David Outerbridge. He serves as the University of Florida's extension agent here in Lee County. And David, if you are on the call, if you can hit *2 to unmute yourself, we will be able to hear you speak. David's going to give us a little bit of an update. A few weeks ago, we had a question about how wildlife is rebounding post-Hurricane Ian, and David is joining us to talk about that subject. David, are you on? All right. I am not hearing David. If David isn't with us this morning, we'll try to figure out how we get him on with you in the future. But I do want to give you a couple updates from the VCB side. I'll be very brief. First, on Tuesday, the Board of County Commissioners appointed Councilman Nigel Fulick to the ex officio slot on the TDC held by the City of Bonita Springs. So at the February meeting, we will have our first opportunity to have Councilman Fulick at the table. On our next call, Hello? Okay. On our next call, we will feature an update on the construction project underway at the airport at RSW from Mark Fisher, the Senior Deputy Executive Director for Capital Programs and Strategic Planning with the Lee County Port Authority. So I know many of you will be curious about that. So please join us next week to hear a little bit about that. And I believe John Lai from FRLA / SANCAP Chamber will be giving us an update as well. Lastly, I just want to remind you about our marketing launching this week and in the weeks ahead. This week, display and native advertising targeting meeting planners launched. Email and print placements in that arena will resume in February. The My Fort Myers Recovery Campaign will launch on Monday with the goal of re-engaging visitors and loyalists who want to come back and be part of the economic recovery of our community. The campaign will kick off with display and social ads, followed by email, pre-roll, and advanced TV placement starting in early February. But the social and the display portions start on Monday. Also in February, we'll begin to market to travel advisors and tour operators again via industry publications and programmatic media, and our wedding efforts resume with display, native, and email placements targeting newly engaged couples. So unless Mr. Outerbridge is on the call, and I'm going to give him one more chance, David, you have to hit *2 to unmute yourself. Then I'm going to open it up for any questions anyone in the audience may have. All right. Last call, *2 if you have a question or want to share something.
Hey, Pam, okay. I'm McKenzie from Pro Park Attractions Group. We are operating and managing Sunsplash Water Park in Cape Coral. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just wanted to real quickly let you guys know that we have announced our opening day for 2023. We are going to open on March 11th for our season pass holders, and then on March 18th, we open daily for spring break for all guests, the daily ticket holders and season pass holders. But the real exciting news is that we are hiring. So if anybody has an interest in learning more about the job opportunities we have at our park, we have positions available across all segments, food and beverage, aquatics, operations, leadership, supervisory, you name it, we've got it. And the really exciting thing is that we're adding close to 60 additional operating days to our calendar. So we need people. We need people almost year round. So we're very, very excited about that. It's nice to be talking about baseball and water parks. I know there's still a lot of recovery ahead of us, but very excited to be having these conversations and talk about the fun side of our business. So just wanted to bring that out. And if anybody has any interest in learning more about our job opportunities or our operating calendar or our robust special event lineup, they can just go to sunsplashwaterpark.com and check that out. And I'm happy to also answer any questions, or if anybody has any inquiries, the Lee County CVB folks know how to reach me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for that update. We appreciate it. And I know the community will be real happy to have Sunsplash reopening. Any questions? All right. Well, we appreciate everyone joining the call this morning. Again, we look forward to having you join us next week when we're going to hear from Mark Fisher and John Lai. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.